One big marketing strategy is to hope you're not the only brand on the shelf. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Mike Poindexter is CEO of Poindexter Nut Company in Selma. He knows quite a bit about walnut nut marketing. In fact, his Crazy Go Nuts flavored walnut brand is in grocery stores up and down California and beyond.
So when we see competitors come in and try and copy what we're doing, or other companies trying to offer their own private label version of what we're doing, as a producer of that item, I'm kind of frustrated. But as a walnut grower and a walnut marketer, I'm happy to see that that is a sign of a very healthy market that's expanding.
Yeah, if the demand is robust, then the supply should be robust.
We're seeing growth that's triple to quadruple every year on our flavored snack nut line.
Now, here's an example that Poindexter explained of not being the only brand of a product on the shelf. And it's about walnut milk. There were no brands on the shelf until recently, and then one brand came in. And it was quickly followed by another brand.
I looked at doing walnut milk. Here was a challenge that I saw, is that there wasn't any walnut milk in there, but it would be a very easy add-on for the entrenched players to just say, okay, we'll do walnut milk now. So if I do all the investing and try and build a market for walnut milk, and then White Wave comes in and says, oh, you know what, you proved that walnut milk is successful? Okay, we'll add that to our line, and now we're in all the stores that you're trying to get into, and now you're a nobody.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.